by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to In Your Backyard. My name is Teresa Watkins. I'm a landscape designer, garden author, host of In Your Backyard, which you can hear every Tuesday here at 12 p.m. and also on my website and podcast. You can go back and listen to past shows. It's a pleasure being with you today. We've got a great show for you. This is the week of celebrating National Public Gardens Week. I'm going to have with us on the show Erica Smith. She's a director of marketing for Bock Towers Gardens, and that is an amazing historic landmark here in Florida, and I'm hoping that you're going to be excited enough that you're going to want to visit it. It is a beautiful place. And at the bottom of the half hour, we have Perry Tolman with Word of Mouth. He's a certified arborist with a tree service company, and we have that month of June coming up. With the rains that we're getting today, we're pretty well saturated, but hurricane season is approaching, and Perry's going to give us some tips on what we can do with our trees to make them more secure during a hurricane. So I'm looking forward to talking to Perry about that. Also, what to do in the month of May for gardening. If you would like to have your questions answered, you can give me a call, 787-9523, or if you're in the garden area, here in your backyard. And also, too, you can connect with me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and just give me an email. You can go to my website, www.she-consulting.com, she-consulting.com, and that is my website where you can connect with me. The month of May is hot, and it is also a time where, we're getting rain now, but this is unusual for Florida. We usually have a dry season. It's not a drought. It's just dry. And with our sandy soils, you may have to be irrigating if you don't get rain. But I already know that up in Webster, my dad told me that up near the villages, they had a torrential rain pour this morning already. What's going on in your backyard? If you get 1/2 inch of rain twice a week, or 1 and 1.5 inches of rain a week, then you do not have to turn your irrigation system on. This is not the time to be irrigating on a daily basis or even 3 times a week. The more you water, the more you create a short root system, and that short root system in your turf and in your plants is going to increase their need for water, and they're going to melt very easily. You're going to see them wilting very fast. So you want to make sure that you're watering only when necessary. Okay? You can get by with just the rainfall right now. And if you have the plants in the right place, you will not need to have to add supplemental irrigation. What can you be planting this month? Well, all of the flowers and shrubs, the color, the bush daisies, the plumbagos, just an amazing when you go through the nurseries and walk, when you go through the gardens that you're able to see here in Florida, then you can see the plants that you can put in your landscape. We have something blooming every day out of the year here in Florida. That's why we're so blessed to be living here. And if you're a gardener, this is a heaven for gardeners here. We get to garden all year round. But you can be planting angelonias, begonias, black-eyed Susans, blue days, bromeliads. Bromeliads are really hard workers in sun or shade. Get the right variety for each. Butterfly weed, you got to feed those caterpillars, especially if you want pollinators to thrive. Cat whiskers, celosia and coleuses, coreopsis, chrysandra, Dalberg daisies, gaillardias and gazanias, Gerber daisies, goldenrod. Goldenrod doesn't cause allergies. You can plant it, and it looks beautiful in your garden and landscape. Impatiens, both the New Guinea and the regular impatiens, are doing well. Liatris, marigolds, melampodiums, and moonvines. Moonvines are wonderful. They're the exact opposite of our morning glories, and they start opening up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and they're fragrant all night long. Nicotiana, Nirumbergia, pentas, great butterfly plants, periwinkles, periwinkles, porterweed, portulacas, purslanes, salvias, sunflowers, terrenias, verbenas, and zinnias, and many more. Go to the garden center and look to see what's blooming and what's appropriate for the conditions in your yard. You know, this is the month for public gardens, and the week to celebrate them is this week. Did you know that from Tallahassee to Homestead, Florida has 42 public gardens and arboretums that everyone can visit and enjoy every day? This week is National Public Gardens Week, promoting awareness of our natural, beautiful parks and gardens across the country that are open to the public. One of the most historic and amazing gardens is right here in Central Florida, the Bock Tower Gardens. With me today is Erica Smith. She's the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for Bock Tower, and this is called America's Taj Mahal. Good morning or good afternoon, Erica. Thank you for being with me today in your backyard.
Hello, and welcome from beautiful Lake Wales.
Thank you so much. Lake Wales is a beautiful part of the state. It's a great site. And you have a wonderful opportunity where you work to be in a beautiful garden every day.
I do. And, you know, what's really exciting is this year we're celebrating our 90th birthday. So, you know, not only are we open 365 days a year, but this is our 90th year of really providing a place of respite and serenity, a place to really reconnect to nature. And, you know, our historic gardens were designed by Frederick Law Olmsted Jr., and that name should be, you know, no
Very.
Secret to gardening lovers. But
that's amazing here in Florida that we have that.
It is. It is. And, you know, when you walk through the trails, you really see the just wisdom and the layout and this vision that Olmsted had for this beautiful place. And we encourage visitors to really take our new pathway. And so 2 years ago, we added on 8 acres to our gardens.
Because you have, what, about 250 acres?
We have 250 acres, 50 of which visitors can enjoy. A lot of the acreage is preserve land.
Right.
And that's one of our missions, is to really preserve the landscape and some rare plants that are only found here on the Lake Wales Ridge. And so a lot of our acreage is really dedicated to being a preserve for nature. When Edward Bock created our gardens, that was one of the missions that he wanted to accomplish, is to really preserve this view shed that he would enjoy in the evenings. He would actually winter.
So what inspired him, Erica, to create? I mean, was he originally from Florida?
He was not. He was actually from Philadelphia. He was the editor of Ladies Home Journal. And he wintered here at the Mountain Lake Community, which is adjacent to the gardens. And every evening, he would take the trek up Iron Mountain. And so you're going to actually walk 200 feet above sea level to the top of Iron Mountain, and he would watch the sunset. And we do have some of the most spectacular sunsets in Florida. And that really inspired him to make sure that he could protect this beautiful area and the grounds surrounding Iron Mountain. And so he purchased the land and started working on the gardens. That process started in, you know, the mid-20s.
Right.
And by 1929, we were dedicated by Calvin Coolidge. The gardens were complete, as well as our beautiful singing tower, Carillon.
That's what, so explain to my listeners, what is Carillon Bells?
Sure. So the Carillon is actually the world's largest instrument. And so in our tower, at the very top of the tower, the bells are housed. And we have 60 different bells. Ranging from one that's 60 pounds to one that's 6 tons.
Wow.
And the largest bell is called the Bourdon. And the Bourdon is that really lovely, you know, deep bass sound. And so the Carillon can play anything from Beethoven and Mozart to Lady Gaga. And we play everything in between. And, you know, because we always want to make sure that the bells are relevant to new generations. So we really do respect that classical music, but we do mix it up, and we can play everything from jazz to, we even did AC/DC. So, you know, talk about heavy metal on heavy bells.
That's amazing. Now, what kind of plants? I mean, because you're saying it was sandy soils. I mean, it's great for citrus, mm-hmm. but the landscape was not full of all these oak trees and lovely shrubs and azaleas and flowers. So what did he do to create with Frederick Law Olmsted these gardens?
So if you come up to the tower area, you're going to see these beautiful oak trees, and we call them the ancient oaks. And those were brought in the mid-20s and planted. And so we actually have pictures in our archives of Olmsted at the top of these really tall pine trees looking down on the elevation to make sure that he was respecting kind of the natural land. But they did bring in, many, many plants and shrubs, including azaleas. And one of the stories that we have is a letter that Edward Bach wrote to Olmsted trying to explain how much he did not like magenta flowers. In fact, he said, if you want to make him angry, plant magenta flowers. And I always like to say, Olmsted replied back, and he was very wise in the way he replied back to Edward Bach and said, let's just see what happens. We can't, 100% guarantee that there won't be pink flowers in your garden or magenta flowers. And the next letter we have from Bach is actually after the gardens were finished, and he said, please plant 8,000 more azaleas.
that's wonderful. Erica, can you stay with me through the break?
I can. Thank
you so much. We're talking to Erica Smith. She's the director of marketing for Bach Tower Gardens here in Lake Wales. It's a wonderful, amazing, beautiful sanctuary that you have to visit. We're going to be right back. You're listening to In Your Backyard.
All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
Sunnyland Professional and all-natural fertilizers is what Florida lawns and gardens require to keep them healthy, green, and growing. For over a century, Sunnyland has been your hometown team, making fertilizers in Florida specifically for our sandy soil conditions. You can purchase Sunnyland products, Right Green, Professional, and all-natural fertilizers at Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart. When you're looking for fertilizer for your lawn and garden, put your trust in Sunnyland. Sunnyland, keeping Florida green since 1884.
AM 790 WLBE.
Hi, this is Teresa Watkins, host of In Your Backyard Gardening Show, heard Tuesdays at 12 p.m. on My 790 AM. When I need gardening supplies, I stop by Simon Seeds in Leesburg. Simon Seeds Nursery has everything you need to make your yard beautiful and the garden productive, from seeds and plants to organic products and Sunnyland fertilizers. Blondine can help you grow your plants like a pro. Make your landscape the envy of your neighborhood. Visit Simon Seeds at 105 West Magnolia in downtown Leesburg, or call Blondine at 787-4415 and be on the way to the yard you've always dreamed of. And we're back with more of In Your Backyard. I'm talking with Erica Smith. She is the director of marketing for Bach Towers Gardens, and that's bachtowergardens.org if you'd like to visit it on the website. And Erica, Iron Mountain is one of the highest elevations in Florida, so walking through the property, you do get a really good eye view of the beauty of the property.
Yes, you can. Once you make your way through, and that was one of Olmsted's designs, is that the garden and the tower would reveal itself as you came to kind of like the apex of the mountain. And you really do feel that, sense of wonder and magnificence when you do reach, we call it our overlook. And as you look out over, you're going to see this really, and there's a couple of different places in the gardens that really give you this beautiful, almost 360-degree view of the landscape. And, every time I walk up there, the temperature, even though, we are kind of entering those warm months, it is a little cooler up by the towers because it gets that lovely breeze.
The cross breeze,
and the trees sway, and it is shady, and just a lovely way to really enjoy a day with your family. And, we love the fact that we offer everything from discovery and exploration to just peace and serenity.
And it's open for everyone so that you can bring children. There's events there for children to do, and you can have other kind of events.
Yeah, well, we opened our Hammock Hollow Children's Garden with our expansion, and that is a 3-acre just nature wonderland. And I didn't really realize, but when you look at our children's garden from a child's eye view, from a 3-foot elevation,
sure,
it really looks like this jungle with sword ferns and, wonderful bamboo maze. And it's just a great place for kids. And we really encourage children to explore nature, to get their hands in the dirt, to feel the texture of leaves and play, and there is cooling water features in there as well. There's musical instruments. There's art projects. There's even a stage where kids can use our costumes that we provide. We have butterfly costumes, and they are always acting out little plays and little impromptu dances on that stage.
That's wonderful. So now, is there admission cost for the gardens?
There is. So admission is $15 for adults. Children 5 and under are free. Children 5 to 12 are only $5. And the best news is because this is National Public Gardens Week, we're actually celebrating with the National Public Gardens Association and offering free admission on Saturday.
So This Saturday.
This Saturday, May 18th, you can go to the American Public Gardens Association website, download a coupon that's good for up to 6 admissions. So you're going to be saving a ton of money and able to enjoy the gardens on a beautiful Saturday in May.
That's wonderful. Now, also, too, you have a great advantage for military veterans on certain days of the year.
We do. So we are participating in the Blue Star program that offers free admission to active military and their families. For retired military personnel, we offer free admission on Memorial Day. We offer free admission for everyone.
Can you say that again, Erica?
Sure.
Yes.
So Memorial Day is free admission for veterans as well as Armed Forces Day, which is on May 18th as well. Free admission on 4th of July for everyone, and the gardens are free on 4th of July.
That's
amazing. And then
there's
several other days. So all of that information, I know it's a lot, is on our website, which is bachtowergardens.org.
That's wonderful. That's a great 4th of July venue to go to and just to celebrate nature and be out and have. Now, can people bring picnics and what can they do when they get there? Can they have a family event and sit at a table?
Sure. So we do encourage picnics. But better yet, I always say, leave the cooking to us. We have our cafe, which is open 365 days a year, so if you don't want to have to pack that picnic lunch, you can purchase something from the cafe, and you're welcome to enjoy our beautiful outdoor terrace, or they'll pack it to go, and you can enjoy in the garden. There's several picnic areas.
I love that idea.
With grills, so if you do want to bring your own food and drink, we do allow that, and there's several picnic areas surrounding our parking lot.
And do they need reservations?
They do not. It's on a first-come, first-served basis.
Okay, great. And pets. Are pets allowed?
They are. For the first time in our 90-year tradition, we are allowing pets in. We do ask that you bring them leashed. Well-behaved pets are allowed into the gardens. And, you know, just pick up after your pets and be respectful of
others. Sure. That's just
but
wonderful.
Your four-legged friends.
I am so pleased with that. That is great. We definitely are on our way because we love to visit and we want to be there all day long, and it's hard to leave the pet at home when you're gone there. So how can people, Erica, find out more about your events and what to do at Bachtower Gardens and how to get there?
Sure. So the best way, again, is that website, bachtowergardens.org. You can Google that information. That's going to give you our address in beautiful Lake Wales, so right in Central Florida. Or for all the Facebook fans out there, we post anywhere from 2 to 3 times a day what is in bloom in the gardens, what we find in nature, and all of that information is at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Bachtower Gardens.
That is wonderful. Thank you so much, Erica. I am making up plans to visit you right now. So I am thoroughly thrilled that you were able to come on today and celebrate National Public Gardens Week with us. And thank you so much.
Thank you. And we'll see you at Bachtower Gardens.
All right. Thank you so much, Erica. And if you would like to know more information, you can go to bachtowergardens.org, O-R-G, and check out all the beautiful pictures. If you're getting married, you just want to check out their wedding venue. It looks like a European a garden venue. So it's just amazing, and the flowers are beautiful right now. So it's a great time to visit, especially this Saturday. Admission will be free. So you can go this Saturday with your children, pets. You can have a picnic right there on the site and enjoy all of the beauty of nature. With all of, they have over 100 species of birds there at Bachtower Gardens. So I grew up near there, Winter Haven, and I do remember going there and visiting and just listening to the beautiful music. It's great. Thank you so much, Erica. Now, if you would like to get my newsletter, I put out a monthly newsletter. It's free, and it's about how to garden in your backyard and what to do each month. So this newsletter, you can go to my website and sign up for it. It is free. I do not spam. I do not sell the email addresses. So you're going to be safe there. But it tells you what to do each month and also different kinds of gardening tips, like my landscape design tips and special information about gardening here in Florida. So if you're new to Florida and would like to know what to do, you're welcome to go to my website, www.she-consulting.com, she-consulting.com, and you can sign up right there. Also, too, the Buffalo Garden Walk Tour that we're going on July 18th through the 21st is just amazing. We do have ability to take a few more. And so if you're interested in going to that, you can email me at teresa.watkins@live.com. It is a 3-day event, 4 days, 3 nights. It will be July 18th through the 21st. And we are going to have an amazing time. This is the largest garden walk in the United States. And it happens on 2 days, the last weekend of the month of July. Well, 70,000 people come to this event. We're not going that weekend. We are going the weekend before, where we have these gardens all to ourselves, where we're going to have wonderful time taking beautiful photographs, being inspired, seeing all the art and whimsy in these gardens, talking to the homeowners who are just regular down-to-earth people, and they just have incredible gardens that they've created themselves. You're going to see Florida tropical plants. So we're going up north, but you're going to see ideas that you can bring back to your own backyard here in Florida. So if you're interested in coming, again, email me at teresa.watkins@live.com. We have about another week before we have to make all of the final reservations. And so we still have an opportunity for one or two more people to go. So I want to give you that opportunity. If you have a question, you can give me a call, 787-9523, if you're in the garden area. This is the time that you need to be fertilizing. Okay, we have till the month of June, and then the fertilizer bans start in most of the state of Florida. And that protects our water, because, you know, you never want to fertilize right before a storm. Here we have the rains, and sometimes they're coming down very quickly and very hard, and that can wash the fertilizer off of your property into the stormwater drains, into the lakes and retention ponds. And you want to make sure that it's staying on site. You want to keep all the water on your site. So if you are fertilizing, you want to wait until after the storm. Follow the label. More is not better. The plants can only absorb so much. So if you're putting more fertilizer down than what you need, it's only going to leach into our lakes and our ponds and rivers. And so if you're seeing an abundance of cattails and weeds in your shoreline, in your rivers and streams, that's a good indication of phosphorus pollution. And you know what? We don't need to be putting phosphorus pollution fertilizer down. You know, Florida is the fourth largest producer of phosphorus in the world. So before you fertilize, get a soil sample analysis, all right? And you can do that at your county extension office. Have them send it away, and they will be able to tell you what's in your soil and how to fertilize it correctly. Your local county extension office here is in Tavares at the Discovery Gardens. You want to visit it. It is a great place to visit the gardens. Stay tuned. I have Perry Tolman. He's Word of Mouth Tree Service. He is going to tell us what we can do to protect our trees for hurricane season. You're listening to In Your Backyard on Real Country AM 790 WLBE.
All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down. By inch,
And we're back with more of In Your Backyard. My name is Teresa Watkins. I'm a garden author, landscape designer, environmentalist, horticulturist. I love digging in the backyard, front yard, side yard, and helping you with what's going on in gardening for Central Florida, whole state of Florida. So I appreciate you listening today. We have with us Perry Tolman, and Perry Tolman is the owner of Word of Mouth Tree Services here in Central Florida, and he's just going to tell us a little bit about hurricane season starting June 1st and what we should do. Good afternoon, Perry. Thank you for joining me today.
Good afternoon. Thank you. I hope you can hear me breezy out here.
I'm sorry?
Can you hear me okay? I'm a little breezy out here.
Oh, it is breezy. You're outside and you're out in the field. Oh, I understand that. Okay.
I am.
So let's start with the phrase hurricane pruning, Perry. What is it, and is it a good practice?
It all depends on the circumstances and the age of the trees that you have, how many trees, you know, the exposure situation, like trees that would be in front of a lakefront or something like that will have to be full exposure trees, ground saturation, so you get a little more aggressive in trees like that. But mature trees, if they're mature and they're healthy, safety in numbers.
So safety in numbers. So if you have a grouping of trees, that they protect each other.
Absolutely.
Okay. So
So you want to be real, real cautious when you start to people start talking about removing trees. So you kind of go down the checklist on the reasons why, and you know, you sometimes can create a domino effect in removing trees.
Okay. So that if you remove a tree, that might set the others off to be unbalanced.
Just a little more vulnerable. It just makes them a little more fully exposed to winds and things that they're not used to.
Okay. And so what kind of trees are the hardiest or the most, they can stand a lot of wind?
Live oak trees do very well. They're more of a low altitude tree and a naturally thinning tree. You know, they tend to thin themselves, so the winds do real well. Very hardwood tree. Unfortunately, camphor trees do absolutely fantastic.
There are a lot of them around.
Yeah, but boy, in all of the years, 30 plus, that I've been in this Central Florida, I've never seen an uprooted camphor tree.
Wow. And what do you attribute that to?
They're just well-rooted.
Okay, well-rooted. They've got a good root system.
And the root system is just massive. Yeah.
So what do you think about palm trees? How are they suited for hurricanes?
We generally trim on a 9 and 3 pruning cut. You know, it's really not necessary to trim them up to what they call a hurricane cut. Anything 9 and 3 or above would be mainly just to get rid of a lot of the seed pods and such.
That 9 to 3 is like a clock.
The face of the clock, correct.
Okay, so if they only got a couple of fronds at the top, then that's not good. They'll snap really easier.
They're the most vulnerable. Yes, they're the young fronds. So yeah, you get a lot of breaking. It's just not necessary. You're promoting a lot more growth than you need.
Okay, and so how often should people cut palm trees then?
Once or twice a year, if seed pods are a problem. You know, when they have them in a setting where the seed pods are dropping on their deck and things like that, then you try to go in there and resolve that issue.
Okay, so but you're not cutting the fronds, you're cutting the seed pods off.
Generally, the only time you would really trim any palm tree would be mainly for dead fronds, pods, loose leaves, things like that. It's absolutely not necessary to have to prune your palm trees every year.
Okay.
But when you do, you try to stay out of the green tissue as much as possible. We have a lot of palm tree diseases and such that go around, and if it's green, it's food source. If it's yellowing, it's pulling potassium, you know, from the frond. So there's a lot of reasons. Less is more theory.
Exactly. So what would you recommend? How do you recommend to someone who wants to hire a tree company? What should they ask?
They should go. They can go on an ISA website, and you're going to find a list of certified arborists. And most of these guys that are certified understand how trees work. You know, whether you have a single tree or multiple trees, you know, the kind of tree you have, which ones are more susceptible to being uprooted, you know, like Drake elm trees, Cabebuia trees. These are a lot of the common trees that we see. that cause uprooting problems. But we also get it on Target. It's all about Target.
Okay. And so that ISA site, that's the International Society of Arboriculture?
That's correct.
Okay. And so the website, do you know the website for that?
That would be just www.isa.com.
There you go.
They will get
Excellent. And then they can just put their zip code in and find out the certified tree companies in their area.
Correct.
Okay. And so so during a storm, if a tree snaps, what do you recommend? Is there anything that you can recommend after the storm that people should do when they're walking their yards?
Yes. They should absolutely get their trees assessed for the kind of damage. Because if you lose a large section of any tree, not only you have the open wound, but you've also got more of a full exposure to the rest of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it can cause a lot more issues. So you should definitely have it to at least walk and talk it. Get a level one, level two inspection on the tree.
Okay, so have somebody come in and look at it. And what do you think about painting trees if they've got a cut or a limb breaks and they paint them?
We do not paint them in Florida. Dormancy rate is about 5 minutes here. So the tree will do its job and it'll roll the wound off one time. And that's the best. We just try to make sure that as clean a cut as possible or a break.
Right, and so there's no reason to paint a tree at all?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Yeah, humidity and the growth rate, things like that down here, you're more apt to cause more harm.
Right.
Benefit.
So that it causes more diseases. Well, Perry, do you have a website?
We do. That would be wordofmouthtreeservice.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining me today, Perry.
Teresa, thank you, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Word of Mouth Tree Service, and that's wordofmouthtreeservice.com. And Perry is an exceptional certified arborist. He's a multi-generational family-owned business for Central Florida. And so I will post more information about that on my Facebook page later on this afternoon. What important right now is fruits and vegetables. Growing in Florida during the hot time of the year, this hot season, the summer, it's very difficult unless you're really, you know, very patient with them and making sure that they're getting the water and the nutrition they need. It's very easy for vegetables to bolt when you have the summertime heat. Arugula is one of them. Spinach is another. And what I mean by bolting is that it's going to start to flower. You want to make sure that you're harvesting your vegetables and fruit as soon as they're ripe so that they don't stay in the ground very long. As far as like the lettuce, cut it often and have salad and eat your greens often, because the more it's growing, the easier it is to keep on producing. But once it gets to that stage where it starts to flower and it starts to bolt, then the vegetable is going to start to turn bitter. So you want to make sure that you're walking in your vegetable gardens often, that you're looking at them on a regular basis, and even catching an insect issue. You know, you might even catch the insect right there in the act. You know, tomato hornworms are really prominent right now. And so if you see that, if you start to see any of the snails issues, then you might want to realize that maybe that area is a little too wet. Okay, so just stick your finger in the ground. If the ground is cool, moist, or damp, you don't need to water it. Okay, so don't need to water every day, especially when we're getting our rains. And it should evaporate. It should dry out. And then you can water it again. Watering it every day does cause fungal issues, disease issues, and it's not good for the plants. All right. Tomatoes, you're going to see them not pollinating very much anymore. When temperatures are over 85 degrees, you can get the cherry tomatoes. That will work really well. You can also get the Caribbean vegetables. The Caribbean vegetables love the heat. They don't mind it, and they continue to produce. Vegetables like the calabaza, the chayote, the dasheen, Malabar spinach doesn't mind that you have the heat. It will keep on producing. Malanga, New Zealand spinach is a great one for summer heat, and it tastes delicious. Okra is a beautiful mallow plant that has a beautiful yellow flower. It's got a black throat, and who doesn't love fried okra for breakfast in the morning? I love it. It's very easy to grow. It's great here in Florida. Peppers seem to do okay for Tony and I during the summertime. We don't mind them, and you still get them producing. Southern peas and the conch peas, you can go ahead and still plant and get them to grow. Sweet potatoes and yam and yard long beans. The beans don't mind the summertime either. And corn, if you want a little bit of corn for your backyard, you can go ahead and plant that, and you'll see another harvest towards the end of August and first part of September. Good for Labor Day weekend. And make sure you get your watermelon plants in the ground. All right, so you can enjoy that watermelon this season. If you'd like more information, you can go to my website, www.she-consulting.com, or she-consulting.com is easier, as Tom McCubbin says, she-consulting.com, and you can check it out there. You can check out my free newsletter and also information on the Buffalo Garden trip. We're going to be right back after a word from our sponsors. Stay tuned. You're listening to In Your Backyard on Real Country AM 790 WLBE.
All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
Sunnyland Professional and All Natural Fertilizers is what Florida lawns and gardens require to keep them healthy, green, and growing. For over a century, Sunnyland has been your hometown team, making fertilizers in Florida specifically for our sandy soil conditions. You can purchase Sunnyland products, Right Green, Professional, and All Natural Fertilizers at Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart. When you're looking for fertilizer for your lawn and garden, put your trust in Sunnyland. Sunnyland, keeping Florida green since 1884.
Row by row.
Hi, this is Teresa Watkins, host of In Your Backyard Gardening Show, heard Tuesdays at 12 p.m. on My 790 AM. When I need gardening supplies, I stop by Simon Seeds in Leesburg. Simon Seeds Nursery has everything you need to make your yard beautiful and the garden productive, from seeds and plants to organic products and Sunnyland fertilizers. Blondine can help you grow your plants like a pro. Make your landscape the envy of your neighborhood. Visit Simon Seeds at 105 West Magnolia in downtown Leesburg, or call Blondine at 787-4415 and be on the way to the yard you've always dreamed of. And we're back with more of In Your Backyard. Teresa Watkins here, gardening expert, landscape designer, garden author, horticulturist. And I love to help you with your backyard, front yard, side yard. You know, the vegetables that we love to have and our gardens, the flowers to put in our gardens. The summertime is a good time to look at a catalog, look at different nursery sites, and order seeds for the fall garden time. And, you know, burpee.com is one that has excellent resources. And I am the Southeast Regional reporter for burpee.com. You can go on and you can see my blog post there at burpee.com. And you can just put in your zip code and it will bring up what to do in your garden. But Burpee also sells the wonderful seeds and transplants and even larger plants that you can get. And one of the things that I know as a gardener, as somebody who likes to have a beautiful yard, I love plants that are unusual. And how do you decide between, shopping locally and getting plants online? Well, it's very important to support local. Local nurseries, they bring in plants that will thrive here, that will have the seasons that you want, the color that you want, and will not be as susceptible to the diseases and insects. You can talk to the nurseries and find out more about the plants. And so buying local is always recommended. But every once in a while, they don't have the plant that I want, and I'll see a plant online. And that's when you can go to a catalog, go online, and you can shop direct from the growers or the catalogs. And one of those that I really love is Plant Delights Nursery out of North Carolina. and they have a lot of flower shrubs that will do well here in Florida. In fact, they have native Florida plants that will thrive here as well. Their catalog is free. PlantDelights.com. And Plant Delights is a wonderful, very good, reliable, good products and unusual products that you don't see in the nurseries here in Florida or at the box stores. Another one is the ProvenWinners.com site. Proven Winners is a great grower of specialty plants and all kinds of newest plants that are on the market. Before you see them in the nurseries, you can find online at the website that they have in online. And so lots of beautiful ones like heucheras. Now, heucheras are those kinds of plants that are, they are perennials. They grow in the shade and they are colorful. They have beautiful little pink, sometimes white flowers, but the leaves, the foliage are burgundy, green, kind of a chartreuse, rust colors, just amazing plants. And begonias are another one that you can find that have all sorts of different colorful foliage. And you can go on to websites and find all these unusual rare plants. I don't want plants. I don't want a cookie cutter landscape that you can find at the regular box stores. It's just one of those things that I just love to have the unusual, and I love one of everything. It's just not that you can say, oh, well, I'm just having all azaleas, or I'm just having all coleuses. I just want a little bit of everything. And so ProvenWinners.com, PlantDelights.com, and also Logies.com. I just sent for Mother's Day my cousins a beautiful new a begonia that Randy Schultz and I talked about a few weeks ago, and it's called the Martha Stewart begonia, and it is so amazing. It looks gorgeous. It has chartreuse leaves, a little bit of rust and bronze and burgundy on it, and it has pink flowers. It's called the Martha Stewart begonia. And they arrived and they were beautiful. And I'm so pleased that I was able to get them because they're really not in the stores right now, except if you are up north. Here in Florida, we're the redheaded, you know, stepchild. We don't get some of the great plants until a year, a couple of years later. So if you can't find locally what you need or want or desire or dream of, you're yearning for, then talk to your local nursery like Blondine Galbraith at Simon Seed. See if they can bring them in. And if they can't, then that's when you can go online and find them and you'll get good quality plants. So that's PlantDelights.com, ProvenWinners.com, Logies.com, Logees.com. And Logies sells beautiful tropical fruits and shrubs and flowers for Florida, and they are just amazing. Another one of my favorite companies to order online from is Monrovia. Monrovia.com is just an amazing, all over just over the top nursery that sells plants here in Florida. You can find them at Simon Seeds Nurseries. You can find them at Appenberry's in Orlando on Edgewater. You can also find them at Lucas Nursery in Oviedo. They do bring in Monrovia plants, and they are good quality plants, unusual, and they're just an incredible good quality plant. And so I always appreciate, Monrovia products. And when I'm looking for them, when I see Monrovia's pots, I know that's going to be an unusual plant. So look for them in the stores and in the nurseries, and you will enjoy them. If you don't see them, then you can go online to their nurseries. Another another catalog that I love is Annie's Annuals. Annie's Annuals, it's annie'sannuals.com, and she has perennials. She's a retail and online nursery, and her availability of plants that do well here in Florida are many. And if she doesn't have it, she will put you on the list. And when she does have it, she will be able to send it to you and let you know. Annie's Annual specializes in rare and unusual annual and perennial plants, including the cottage garden heirlooms and hard-to-find wildflowers. So her site is amazing. Her catalogs are wonderful. They are free. And you can check her out, too, at annie'sannuals.com. All right, so let's go back and let's just talk a little bit about more about your turf. You want to walk your yards on a regular basis. You're going to hear me say that often. Look up, look down, look underneath. Okay, so when you're walking through your garden, look up at the trees. Notice if you have any branches that have any kind of oozing, the trunks are oozing. That's a big warning sign. Also look for dead branches that may come down, and you're going to notice those are going to be different. They're not going to have live foliage on them. Also too, you're going to see branches drop. Sometimes it's the squirrels cutting them off, you know, so you'll see little twigs that are cut off just really very sharply at the end. Well, that's, they're making their nests, and so you don't have to worry about that. But larger branches, you want to check it out. Look up to see where they're coming from. The rest of the branch may need to go, all right? Also, too, when you're walking and you're seeing your shrubs, look underneath. If the top of the leaves look gray or look speckled, you can look underneath and see if you have spider mites or aphids, any type of leaf-sucking insect, sometimes psyllids. And you're going to want to take care of the issue when it's a small problem, not a major issue. So catching it early is important. You can carry around a little bucket with you as you're walking, and you can fill it with soapy water. And just take your, with a glove, you can just knock the caterpillars off into the bucket and drown them. That way you don't have to use any chemicals. Or you can cut that branch, the little twigs, the stem off. And if it's got yellow leaves, and just let it to start to grow back naturally. Cut your azaleas this month. This month, azaleas and camellias, after they finish blooming, is the time to cut them. You do not want to cut them after the month of June. You're going to let them grow. You're going to see even more flowers if you let your azaleas, if you stop pruning them on a regular monthly basis. So sometimes when I drive by and I see azaleas as hedges and they're completely cut straight and the only place they bloom are on the inside, then I know that plant is in the wrong place. Azaleas have a mounding shape. They don't have a straight cut shape that it really looks good with pruning often. They like to be natural looking. And so if you're having to cut them, then that just kind of means that they're in the wrong place. And you know what? If they're small enough, go ahead and move them to another location where they can be what they want to be and they can grow into the shape that they want. And that's going to give you a more natural looking garden. Now, camellias, on the other hand, camellias can be cut as a hedge. They don't mind to be cut straight down. You want to cut them after they bloom. All right. You don't want to cut off the blooms. And then also too, if you can use clippers rather than hedge trimmers, okay, it's just one of the things that makes them look nicer. I know we love to use our electric tools, and I don't even know how they did it in the 17th and 18th century, cutting those straight hedges, you know, that are 30 feet tall on ladders without hedge trimmers. But they used, you know, hand tools and clippers. And the trees and plants are healthier when you do that. If you're going from shrub to shrub to shrub and you're not sterilizing your tools, or you're having a landscape maintenance company come in and they're not sterilizing their tools, you're going to see more disease issues. You're going to see more insect issues in your landscape. Your plants aren't going to be as healthy. Also, too, if you have weeds in your lawn right now, it's a little too late to be putting down the herbicides. You're going to kind of maybe risk hurting your shrubs or your turf areas if you're using an herbicide. But bag your clippings on your lawnmower. Okay, bag your weed clippings, because when the weeds start to go to flower, they're going to spread the seeds for next year, and the cycle continues. All right, so always bag your clippings. Again, you can go to my website, www.she-consulting.com, she-consulting.com, and sign up for my free monthly garden newsletter. I'd like to thank Erica Smith with BachTowerGardens.org. This Saturday is free admission to Bach Towers. You definitely want to check that out and enjoy the day. You can take a picnic with your family. You can take Fido or McTavish. McTavish, you're going to Bach Towers, and you can enjoy the day with the children and your family. Check it out. It's in Lake Wales, BachTowerGardens.org. And then also to thank you, Perry Tolman, with WordOfMouthTreeService.com. Get those trees checked out by a certified arborist. You'll be glad you did. You know, this is the time of the year that it's getting a little hot out there. Drink water. Make sure that you're taking care of yourself. Tony's off the roof, so I am glad. We're going to have storms this afternoon. No need to irrigate. Remember, water's not only your right, it's your responsibility. Take care, everybody. See you next week.
Gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.